Just over a year has passed since Michigan State University opened the Broad Art Museum. Through its design phase, construction, and opening, the angular structure has been embraced by some and detested by others while bringing worldwide attention to MSU. Now this evening, WKAR-TV debuts a 30-minute documentary film about the Broad Museum project, Wills and Steel. Airs tonight at 11:30 p.m. on WKAR-TV with a repeat at 11:30 p.m. on the 31st. And current state Scott Pohl is here with a preview. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Tell us about the film we'll see tonight then.
Well, as you said, it's called Wills and Steel. I talked with Linda Stanford about the making of the movie. She was the project coordinator from the selection of the design entered by award-winning architect Zaha Hadid through its opening. And she was the point person for getting this documentary made. Stanford helped select New York filmmaker Ulton Guilfoyle.
We talked about it early on during the development of the art museum when those of us charged with working on the project began to realize that this really was an exceptional moment for Michigan State, not because of our involvement as people behind the scenes to make it happen, but because it was a conflation of an interesting moment of a president who has a vision, a major donor who is an alumnus, and his artfully knowledgeable wife, and a world-class architect. And here we have these major players in the art world in terms of a major architect, a president who saw this as a wonderful opportunity for the university, and an alumnus who is an art collector, who wanted to do something special for Michigan State. So we had these major players and thought, this really needs to be something that is talked about, because it really was the three of them working together, although geographically remote, to make this very unusual thing happen for Michigan State. Not unusual in the sense that Michigan State is world-class in terms of its scientific research, but that it was an unusual moment for Michigan State to really position itself in terms of arts and cultural programming in a cohesive way, that without that major competition to find a special architect and without that hugely generous gift would not have been able to happen in such a momentous moment.
So a filmmaker was chosen to work on the project, but I know that people from WKAR were involved. Can you talk about the integration of staff from WKAR with a professional filmmaker in a project of this sort?
Yeah, this is another wonderful example where we had a person whom we hired who was based in New York, who would come here periodically, but in order to make it happen, as he clearly indicated from the beginning, there have to be other people working on this. So I called WKAR, spoke with Gary Reed, and also with Tim Zico and other staff, and we figured out how to make this happen. There was another woman from the Department of Art History and Design, Jackie Sullivan, who was hired to be Ulton Guilfoyle's on-the-ground contact person. And then different people from WKAR and also from the university community were asked to be involved in terms of providing their skills so that we could produce this film. So it was another example where Michigan State was working with an external professional, drawing on its own internal professionals to make this happen.
I would assume that along the way, you would occasionally see footage or be consulted about the content of the film. Would I be right about that?
We saw some footage, but actually it was, and so did Michael Rush, the director of The Broad, but we saw less footage than you might have expected. It wasn't a regular moment, and part of it was that it was a slightly different intent, and then became more interested in being an artful film rather than a documentary in the sense of being a transcript. So we wanted it to have a vision or a director's voice that was evident in the creation of the film. And so we changed along the way. He was given more free rein than if we were to say we wanted to show what happened week by week or month by month in a very prescribed way. We really gave him the freedom to shape it.
That leads me to a question about the content of the film with regard to its promotional value as opposed to maybe being a warts and all sort of a document of this project, because there were some warts along the way, some delays, for instance. How would you position this final product in those regards? Is it a warts and all sort of a film that viewers will see?
We do talk about some of the time delays. Dan Bowman, particularly, who was a design administrator, speaks to that when he explains how the building was designed and then ultimately constructed. We talked a lot about the concrete. We chose to accept the reality that in any major architectural project, there are moments of time stress. And we had a clear vision in terms of what we wanted. This was a film of working very closely with the actual architects from Zaha Hadid and then with the architects from IDS, Integrated Design Solutions, and then with Barton Mallow. We used to have regular meetings to resolve all kinds of questions. I became knowledgeable of things that I never thought I would even know about. In terms of buildings, I actually probably can give a talk about art heat trace, which is something you think about when you're concerned with how a building made of glass deals with condensation and so forth. But that was the intent. It wasn't supposed to be an expose, but if, as you go from the title, it was meant to be a film that really focused more on the vision, the intent, because we didn't know when we started who the architect was going to be. We didn't know where the building was going to be built. We didn't know how long it actually would take. We also didn't know about the community response to the structure, but we could feel that as we moved along, that people were overwhelmingly positive. There always are some people who say this looks out of line from what the rest of the university has built. But that was ultimately the intention, and that's the kind of message that we wanted to make clear. I think also in terms of audience, that it can show that at an unexpected moment in time, when you have a president, a leader who is thinking years out, and you have an architect who dreams, and you have a donor who also dreams, that the three can come together beautifully. And that's where the title comes from. It really is about the wills of these three people, and then the steel obviously speaks to the external facade of the building.
A final question then would be your satisfaction level with the finished product. How happy are you with this document of the construction of the Broad Art Museum?
When the building opened and Zaha Hadid had a chance to walk through it with her team before the public, went through, she was exceedingly pleased. And if you've ever seen pictures of her, she's hesitant to smile. She actually is a very gracious person, but she was reserved in terms of her public persona. She was very pleased. And among the things that she indicated was that it was much better built in terms of the construction details than some of her other buildings. Her team was very pleased about that. And that was another exciting thing about watching this project unfold, was seeing the workers, the many, many different kinds of talents and skills that were brought to making this building real. And I was fortunate to have an opportunity occasionally to talk to a worker who was on the building site. And every single one of them said it was an exciting project to work on, because they had to draw on all of their own creative talents in order to make it happen. And I think that's what people feel when they come to this building. They see it from the outside, they're curious. You go inside, it's actually quite different inside than you might expect from the outside. And the building is challenging, and that's exactly what we wanted. And that's what you want on a university campus, is architecture that will inspire you to think, to be a little unsettled, and then to draw on all of your senses to understand it. And that's what learning's about. That's what a university should have in the shape of its art museum. not only in the building, but then also in terms of the programming that takes place within it.
Linda Stanford, thank you so much for joining us on Current State.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
This is Scott Pohl.